Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrians and South Asian refugees on Saturday near the German border. Dia Ahmed, a migrant from Syria who had been en route from his country to Germany, spoke with reporters in Austria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank last week in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan today, where she met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. On her agenda, Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's efforts to negotiate peace with the Taliban. She also will likely bring up the subject of the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi. Protesters are taking to the streets for the second day of rallies in Malaysia's capital, there to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak, who is facing serious fraud allegations. Allegations say Mr. Najib took $700 million into his personal account from a government-owned investment fund. He has denied those allegations, saying the money was a gift from the Middle East. Prime Minister has suggested that the corruption allegations are part of political sabotage against Malaysia's longtime ruling coalition. This is VOA News. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gress today said the sentences handed down to him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Gress, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Gress returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. The United States is among many countries who have said that Egypt had unjustly imprisoned the journalist. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against the Islamic State militants. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect Saturday in connection with the bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications and documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, there is no official word on the country of origin of the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
And as VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok. Church bells tolled on Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents remember the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was on hand on Saturday evening at an event.
We honor on this night in a solemn way those who lost their lives and those who love them. We honor in a grateful way on this night the people who, often at great risk to themselves, save lives over and over and over again, some of them going days without sleep, without decent food, exposing themselves to disease.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and left 100,000 homes destroyed, all of that along the southern U.S. coast as it came ashore on August the 29th, 2005. And we should note that Tropical Storm Erica has weakened. It did so over Cuba after bringing death and destruction to the islands of Dominica and Haiti, now heading out over the Gulf of Mexico.
That's the latest world news from VOA.